Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone today. We're going to talk about a program coming up on Sunday, September 22nd at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Actress and playwright Diana Starr Helmer will be performing, and she'll be performing a presentation called I Like Mamie, Ike's First Lady. And she joins us here by phone this morning. Diana, how are you today?
I am well, thank you, Jim, and yourself?
Very well, thank you. You get a chance to get out and perform doing this presentation at different places. Is this something that you put together? Did you write this?
Yes, I did. I came up with the idea. I made the mistake of thinking to myself, somebody should do something that celebrates Mamie Dowd Eisenhower. And this is a dangerous thing to think, because if you happen to walk by a mirror, you're liable to see somebody looking back at you.
Is that a figure in history that you've always had an interest in?
As a matter of fact, I did not know anything about Mamie until 2017. I have been living in her birthplace home of Boone, Iowa, for about 10 years. The house that was designated as her museum was advertised with freeway signs and was one of those things that, like so many people, I thought that I would go and do at some point, sometime in the future. Well, that time never came for me or a lot of other people. The Mamie House closed in 2017. There has been, I guess, upheaval in the town with the Historical Society and funding and just all kinds of things. And the Mamie House is in limbo at this point. And when I heard the story, I thought, my goodness, it seems that I'd like to know a little more about Mamie herself. We talk so much about her house. And I researched her story, and oh my goodness, what a story it is. It's a wonderful story. She and Ike's relationship was really extraordinary, I think. And of course, the historical times that they lived in were extraordinary. When I spoke with other folks around town, people who had been here much longer than I found that there were a lot of people like me who didn't know as much about her as they would like to someday. Well, let's make this someday, I thought.
Very good. How someone like this has, there's a lot of life history there that you could focus on. Is there any one period, or are there any certain events that you decided to focus on for this presentation?
Yes. She lived to the age of 83, but I focused from her birth up to 1956, which includes both of the world wars, which she and Ike were married throughout the duration of both of the wars. And, well, I guess they married mid-World War I. Anyway, he was a soldier in the American Army for all of that time. She was always an Army wife as she was married to him. So there is that. And up to and including the first presidency, the play takes place imagining a 1956 campaign stop. Mamie is campaigning for Ike's second term. And this is the setting of the play. And so nothing happens in the play that happens after 1956.
Okay. Are you finding when you do this presentation that folks are very familiar with the name, but maybe not quite so familiar as they thought with her life in general?
Yes, certainly. Even in Boone, which has a lot of people, and in other Iowa towns, I find also people who saw Ike and Mamie during the presidencies or even afterwards would see them in parades, because Mamie did come back to Boone to visit her relatives throughout her life until the 70s. She would come and visit even after Ike's death. And there are Iowans who remember seeing the Eisenhowers drive by and to talk about their cars. But there are just a few people in Boone who still remember little things, even though most of them were too young to have known her personally growing up. They remember things like I have been told by one woman who said, well, I worked at the hotel that she stayed in when she came to visit. The Secret Service men were all in a dither one morning because Mamie's hair dryer had broken, and they were running all over town trying to find a hair dryer for the First Lady.
I'm sure that's one of the perks of doing this, is you probably get a few personal stories from time to time of folks who may have crossed paths.
Yes, and it's just wonderful. And I am only sorry that I can't include everything that I learn in the play.
When you do the presentation, what kind of a reception do you get from folks here in Iowa? Is it a positive reception? Do you get a lot of positive feedback from the performances?
Oh, yes. People will be happy to remember, if they don't remember seeing Mamie herself in person, they remember seeing her on television or just have these memories, and they like to be reminded of those times in our shared past, because World War II, when the Eisenhowers were so very prominent, World War II was such a time in this history, a time that really, I think, ironically brought American people together. And that is a nice thing to remember, I think.
Sure. Diana, as an actress, is it difficult sometimes to feel like you're doing a real historical person justice when you're trying to kind of step into their shoes and recreate?
I am on, I guess, what I consider the second generation of performing this play. It premiered in 2018, and there was a brief hiatus when I had no bookings, as it were, to appear in various locales around Iowa. And so this year is the second generation, so I've been revisiting, revising the script, fine-tuning things, working on wardrobe and makeup and things, and I am more aware this time of times where I can hear my way of speaking, my inflection coming through. And so I'm very careful, and I think, Mamie sounds a little bit different, you know? And so, yeah, you do think of things like, oh my goodness, laughing. When I was writing the play, I searched for weeks and months trying to find a recording where Mamie laughed. And I couldn't. So in the play, I just laughed the way I laughed. This summer, I finally obtained a wonderful tape, which was given to me by a dear person here in Boone, a recording of Mamie Dowd Eisenhower visiting a local Boone elementary school in 1971, and the First Lady laughs, and I am so delighted. So when I laugh in the play now, I try to think about, How should Mamie laugh?
Yeah, you really want to get down and get into the essence of that character.
Yes. Fortunately, actresses often find that at my age, which is in my 50s, parts become good parts, juicy parts, become more difficult to find. Well, I'm quite fortunate, and it just was an accident that I wrote the play with the time setting that I chose. But then I realized Mamie was just my age at this time, so it worked out perfectly.
Excellent. Again, that's coming up on Sunday, September 22nd at 2 p.m. It's an afternoon performance. Tickets are available. Adult tickets are $25, and students, high school and younger, are admitted free. So bring the kids along, too, for a little educational experience. You can get those tickets online, warrenculturalcenter.com, or you can stop by Ed and Eva's store there in Greenfield to pick those up. You can always call as well or check them out online at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Excellent. Sounds like a fun afternoon for folks to enjoy. Diana Starr Helmer will be performing I Like Mamie, Ike's First Lady. That's coming up again on Sunday, September 22nd. Best of luck to you, Diana. Hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. I am positive that I will.